Today the Lord teaches us that humility to find the right place. To be humble is not just to think or say negative things about ourselves, but rather to try to live according to the truth, and so to recognize the good things and the bad things. And that's why humility can be understood precisely as finding your place, the right place. That's also why humility always leads to gratitude, because we're able to recognize the many good things we receive from God. And even when we can experience more deeply our own lowliness, we can see as well, more deeply, God's love and mercy. So we are grateful. We're grateful for the experience of knowing Jesus Christ, which is not just a given that happens to everyone, but we have known Jesus Christ. So if we want to put it with the words of the second reading, we have been invited to approach God, the judge of all, and Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Even for the huge and undeserved blessing of being here this morning, we are grateful. We should be grateful. Being here, just existing, just being alive today, being members of the church, and also being members of this family of faith. What is our place here in our parish? We know that when we belong somewhere, we have a special place. At home or at war, we know this very well. Each one is different and each one has a specific place. Each one brings something unique. So what is our place here in our parish? Why are we here? Why has God, as we sang so beautifully in the song, in his goodness prepared a home for his poor ones, for us, living as this beautiful community? Why? Whether we're new or have been here for decades, whether we're young or not so young, busy, very busy in life, or not so much anymore, we all have a very unique and specific place here. We're called to bring here to this community something that no one else can bring. And isn't that amazing just to consider? Each one unique, each one important. Finding our place, of course, as we heard in the gospel, does not mean trying to exalt ourselves and finding our ways of receiving some kind of recognition. That's not the point. It means trying to find that place that Christ in his goodness has chosen for each one of us, that active, proactive, generous way in which we're called to be a member of a family. The question is all the more important because there's a lot going on all the time. I don't know if you have this experience, but the announcements at the beginning of Mass usually take quite a bit of time, and then we're here all the time about all these things going on, and that is obviously great. But at times, we might act as if our place here was not that relevant. Because in the end, someone is certainly doing the things and surely attending all those events. But the question is not about who is going, but about ourselves. How are we responding to these blessings? What is my place here? So am I used to the things that happen here? Do I take advantage of the opportunities, whether I feel that I'm well-formed or not, that I'm busy or not, of all the opportunities that we have to just get to know our brothers and sisters in faith, to learn new things, to grow, to learn how to pray? Do I even pay attention to these events and discern if I should attend or if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do? Should I do more or less? It's all about being open and discerning. By the way, this weekend you will find in your bulletins the brochure for the new semester of Rebuilding Culture Events. That's just another very unique opportunity to learn so many things. But then we have all the small groups and the liturgical activities and prayer events and adoration. How do I partake in all of that? And then, do I actually push myself to go out of my comfort zone and evangelize? Do I think about this and dream about reaching out new people? When was the last time that we actually invited someone new to the church, to an event here or somewhere else? Our parish, and every parish really, but our parish has to be marked by a very intentional commitment to always try to go out and bring new people to experience the joy of the gospel. As in any family or workplace, our own personal place is very important. And we have a responsibility. First, a responsibility to receive well, to learn how to receive, to be grateful, to be proactive, to be committed. And then the responsibility of going out of ourselves and our good circles and groups and reach out to new people all the time. That is a duty of love, but a very important duty that we all have, to invite not only, as we heard in today's gospel, our good friends, but also those who might never repay us. And that's part of the deal in this life. But God will repay us. He will never be outdone in generosity. In the end, thinking about our place in this life and our place in our parish is a beautiful way of thinking about that place that God has prepared for us in heaven. He's waiting for us, but He counts on our freedom and our cooperation and trying to find and embrace our place in our specific community of faith is a way to work towards that place in heaven to which we go as friends, as a community in pilgrimage to the city of the living God. So let us try to be humble and recognize the limitations of our life, but also today especially the many, many blessings we receive. And hopefully with that humility and with that gratitude, let us try to renew our commitment to respond as much as we can to so many good things, so that hopefully one day we can also share of that banquet in heaven of which we can now have a foretaste as we offer the sacrifice of Christ.